And that is the last kick of the half. And it is the men from Neve Connell who come through and take the 2 points here in this round three game. It was a highly entertaining game. Of course, a game of two halves because of the breeze. And at the start of that second half, when Downing's hit the opening 3 points, you really thought they were going to really come after Neve Connell. But Neve Connell really steadied the ship and shown their vast experience in that second half.
Yeah, look, and I think that in the end, Brendan, you'll probably agree, it was experience that that won outright in the end. A valiant second half display from Downing's. You know, they had the one at their back, but you got to give credit where credit's due, that Neve Connell worked the ball in superbly at different stages of the game and different stages of the second half. They were running goal, quite unlucky maybe not to get the goal from Finbar Rorty, but you know, look, again, you talked about experience. McDwyer, Owen McGinnigan, fisting the ball over the bar when he could have went for a goal. They notched away at it, they headed, they kept the head, and look, McGrady will be kicking himself with the two-pointer. At that stage, there were only a point between them, I think. Would it have been better to play it off and go for the point?
Yeah. Was that a two-point situation, though? I don't know if there was an option there, was there?
I think he
just had to go for that. But you know, I know what you mean. For him, Mo, it still was a point that he could kick. And just with that, even with that breeze, sometimes when you try and put that power behind it, it can screw off the boot, as it did that time. And really, it was a huge effort from Downing's. You know, you really felt them open the 10 minutes that they were going to win this match, but as I say, the experience of it and the when it came down to it, particularly as you're saying, for me, Owen Doherty, possibly shaded man of the match. Have you got a choice on that?
I actually thought Finbar Rorty was all over the
Kieran
field today,
Gallagher,
you know, as well. There's a number of Neve Connell players that you could give it to, but look, their experience, they were a player down going into the second half. They lost McKelvey, they emptied pretty much the bench, they took Thompson off, and still the players like Malone had a massive impact when he came on. Like, I felt some of the Downing's players today didn't get into the game. Ronan Gallagher just didn't have as much of an influence on the game as he should have had. Maybe McBride in the middle of the field. The fact that they lost the kickouts in the second half didn't change the strategy. Look, there'll be a number of reasons they'll go back to the drawing board and they'll be asking themselves a lot of questions. But look, they have an opportunity again next week. They have St. Noel's, as I said, we talked about them being in relegation. I feel like Neve Connell needed the points here, needed the one here today, and they really, really stood tall out there today. The likes of McGuinness, McDwyer, McGinnigan, they all rose for them. Finbar Rorty and Doherty would be the two main players for me there today. Yeah. But like,
I thought Gallagher might feel as well in terms of winning that primary position, maybe more so in the first half, along with O'Malley. They had brilliant first halves. I think all in all, McGinnigan, he said, was everywhere. I thought particularly for me, you know, McDyer, very good first half. Owen Doherty as well, I thought just was all over the pitch. You say Malone had a big impact, even O'Donnell when he came back. And, you know, there was so much effort from the home side here. You know, Michael Wee had his moments. Johnny McGrady was dangerous as ever. You know, I thought Keane McBride has obviously added so much to this team at midfield. So he had a great battle with Kieran Gallagher throughout. But do you want to put a name on the man of the match?
Do you know what? I still go back to Rorty. I feel like he was all over the place.
Remember Rorty?
Do you know?
And I would argue you.
Sometimes
you
the defenders don't get enough recognition, Brendan. You know, but because the scorers, we're always scoring, we get the recognition. But I felt he was out in his feet today.
That's a wrap up for Naduna. For Neve Connell have come through in this round three fixture. They're going home with the points. They're sitting on four, playing St. Michael's next week.